Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Third down and seven. Rodgers backs up, throws. Adams, touchdown, Green Bay.
Courtesy of Fox. There you go, the highlight. Touchdown to Devontae Adams, 20-yarder. Aaron Rodgers hits Adams, and he was a big cog in an offensive machine yesterday. 855-830-8648. Hey, we had a great time last Friday down at Stenny's. I wanted to say thanks to Ryan and LJ and the entire staff. Jerry even listening to us up in the Northwoods. We had a blast. And thanks to everybody that came out. From what I understand, that lunch hour and afternoon and evening was huge. Huge. So you came out in droves. Thanks for coming out and enjoying it. We had a great time getting you ready for the game yesterday. A big pep rally down there. That took place, kind of, if you will, on the air. So thanks to everybody for the staff and management at Stenny's. And I encourage you, if you are going out and looking for a place to watch maybe the championship game tonight or the games coming up this weekend, Stenny's is the place to go, second to National in Walker's Point, and stop in and make sure you tell them all that we said hello. Also want to say hi to our friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Go to roberthackdiamonds.com, and where they're paying the most cash for your gold right now. Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton, Milwaukee on the corners of Port Washington and Greentree Roads. Great people there as well. Say hi to Brett and the entire staff. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. Good. A fun locker room to cover last night with the Green Bay Packers. Geronimo Allison is a guy who, as this season has worn on, I got to know a little bit more off the field. He's really committed to wanting to stay in Green Bay. And after the dealing with the injuries last year, I think he was really hoping he was going to have a bigger season. And starting back, you know, in the OTAs and mini camps. But, you know, Alan Lazard has come forward and others, MVS, got a lot of look from the new coaching staff and Matt LaFleur. But I was, I guess I privately cheer for Geronimo because I know what a good guy he is and that, you know, he's still battling and competing and would really like to stick around with the Packers. So in that touchdown that we just heard, that first crazy 20-yard pass down the left-hand side from Aaron Rodgers to Devontae Adams, what I couldn't get over was, what is Trey Flowers and this other defensive back from the Seahawks, why are they just standing around? Did you see that, Joe? I mean, Devontae is just like trotting down the sideline and he's wide open and he flips in the ball. He walks in. Like, what is going on? And it's not until you talk to Geronimo that they had been setting up this play. They brought in Geronimo in the slot on the left-hand side. And a couple of plays before, they'd been running a play where it looked like he was going to put on a rub or a pick. Well, this time he fakes that, and these guys anticipate that's what's happening. Oh, this is where it's going to go again, but they change the route. This happened several times last night. This is good coaching, and this is the thing, the card that you can throw in there, say, if the Packers have a chance against the 49ers, can they outsmart the Kyle Shanahan coaching staff, mm-hmm. whereas Mike Zimmer could not? The other thing I just thought was brilliant was to, you know, all those passes, it was the Devontae Adams show last night. Everybody else got one or two targets. But Geronimo makes that clear, that tough catch over the middle, his hand up in the air for one of those critical third downs in the second half, and I asked him about that play.
Mm-hmm. Just a clutch third down moment. I saw the middle blow up and quit, and I was trying to get in there as quick as possible, and Aaron was able to get the ball up and get it to me. Kind of threw a low pass, was able to go down there and just secure it and make a good play and just keep the drive alive. And that's what it's all about, third down efficiency, just staying on the field.
That first touchdown to Devontae, you're lined up on the left with him, right?
Correct. Inside of him.
Inside, yep. Right, but on the left side.
Yeah.
can you take me through what you were doing? It almost looked like you were going to run a pick play, and then you called it off, and then
kind of how it was. It was a man beater.
Yep, okay.
It was a man beater, and it was kind of like a pick play. And it was like a wrinkle that we kind of threw in this week based on something that we kind of been executing all year.
Okay.
And it was something that it was kind of had a feel for, kind of anticipating, and the wrinkle just worked out perfect for us. And the double moves off of kind of what we put in this week, it was just wide open. He was open, I was open. Yep. Like Aaron could have put it on anybody.
He had two guys. He had Flowers and one other on him, mm-hmm. but it's like they weren't sure who they were supposed to take.
Hey, 17 is a bad man. A bad man. I'll be worried about him, too. And then it was just so happened that, you know, I executed my route to perfection. I was open, too, available. So Aaron had two targets, and he felt comfortable putting it outside to 17, and he finished the ball.
So, you know, look, he even gives praise. Aaron Rodgers, bad man. There were some dimes he dropped yesterday. I mean, some really solid passes. And while some things weren't perfect, I tell you what, he was a lot more Aaron Rodgers than he was going back from the last time we had witnessed him in Detroit.
Sure was. It was a couple of ticks before the two-minute warning at the end of the game. Davante Adams runs that fade route off to the right-hand side. You know, the prototypical Bart Starr play, even the Brett Favre plays, third and seven, and, you know, you hit some guy, some tight end probably coming across the middle, and you dump off a pass to him. Well, he did that later on to Jimmy Graham. But to hit that weird fade route, running off towards the Packers bench, and to drop it in there with the defensive back, you know, one step away in coverage, I thought was an amazing catch by Davante, an amazing touch pass by Aaron Rodgers. And that second touchdown that Davante Adams had in the third quarter, that was just crazy, where he runs a slant to the inside, then he cuts back to the outside, completely fakes out the defensive back. He's open. Rodgers gets the ball to him. Then he cuts back inside against the grain to run it in for a 40-yard touchdown. And Davante Adams said after the game, he 160 yards, 8 catches, the longest 42 touchdowns. It's a record day, franchise-setting record day for Davante Adams. He said, yeah, he said, this week they did a very good job of setting up those plays.
Yeah, I mean, we did. We set up a few things, but, you know, on that last third down, that was just something that we just came up with on the spot. So, you know, he just trusted me. He said, hey, I need you to make a play here. He called out a certain route. I actually ran it a little bit different than what he probably was thinking in his head. So that's why the ball came out a little later, because I got out of my route a little sooner than what I should have. But with the separation, it was able to, you know, the ball was still there. He was able to still have a spot to put it in.
I like the way they went to Davante Adams. I know yesterday there were some people tweeting out saying, are they having any problems throwing to Davante Adams today? He just had, they schemed him open. He was the target. They did dump it off to other players, and everybody, I think, made, except for, what was it, Kumerow maybe? I think everybody else had a catch. And Marcos Valdes-Scantling had one ball thrown to him, had a catch. Geronimo Allison had a catch, moved the sticks. You saw Jimmy Graham get involved yesterday. So it seemed like they moved the ball around, but between Aaron Jones running it and Davante Adams catching it, that was the offense yesterday.
And Aaron Rodgers with the touch. I mean, yep. 16 out of 27, 243 yards, 2 touchdown passes, a quarterback rating of 113.7. And listen to his comment about how in sync he was with Davante Adams last night against the Seahawks.
Davante ran a great route in the slot there. I think the leverage looked like the defender may have jumped inside at the snap. You know, just got a great release, got off the ball, and I'm trying to put in a good spot for him. You know, he was on one tonight. You know, he was really crisp with his route running. Just one of those special nights. He made a number of, you know, very heady plays. That was one of them, you know, because that wasn't exactly the check that was that we were looking for. It was better. It was better than the check. And, you know, tonight reminds me of the connection that Jordy and I had for so many years, where there's some unspoken things that we could do without even, you know, communicating anything about it. And Davante made 3 or 4 plays like that tonight, so that was pretty fun.
Like I had Jordy out there again.
Right, and that was one of the comments that I caught when we heard that last night. It was kind of like, whoa, that's a heavy statement. That really is. Let's talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin. They have a 98% success rate. Make it a new year and a new you, guys. Come on. And if you're the partner, call You know, hey, nothing to be embarrassed about. Just call and get yourself some help. Be a new you all over 2020. Call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And don't forget, they have low T treatments for more energy, mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. And that's for real. It really does change the way you kind of conduct yourself when it comes to life. A better sleep at night, feeling more rest and refreshed during the day. And then you've got the all-in-one weight loss program. And yes, that works, really works. But you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Rodgers throws, passes, caught, Jimmy Graham, first down.
Highlight there from our friends at Fox, Jobok, Troy Aikman, the dynamic duo that everybody loves to hate on for whatever reason.
Still? Aren't we over that?
No, I wish we were, but apparently some people still have issues with it. Hey, if you are heading to the boat show, make sure you stop in and see our friends over there at Skipper Buds. I saw their setup on Instagram, and it looks fantastic. I love to go to the boat show because it's always the place you dare to dream. And it makes you feel warmer starting to think about boats and such. But go see Ryan, the service manager over there at Skipper Buds. And when you get in there, Todd, the general manager, he's the guy that's writing the deals and making the deals. So tell him we sent you. Said, hey, Todd, we're looking for the boat show price, whether it's new, whether it's used. Tell Todd you're looking for the boat show price. Tell him where you heard it and see what he can do for you. That's our great friends over there at Skipper Buds. Skipper Buds in Pewaukee. Go to skipperbuds.com to see their entire inventory. But hit them up at the boat show. Really, really good people. Mike Clemens here in studio joining us.
Can I tell you
sure.
A football announcer story? Just a couple weeks ago, it's game day, and I'm riding up the elevator at Ford Field for the Packers-Lions game. And the elevator doors open, and there's an elevator attendant, and there's some guy that's probably a Detroit media guy, younger guy. And on walks Charles Davis and Kevin Burkhardt, one of the teams for the NFL on Fox, play-by-play. And they were calling the game that day. Now, I know Charles because he's been on your show so many times. Have you had him on at Super Bowl? Is that where you got to know him or something like that?
Well, I knew him. A young woman in our area named Gail repped him. And still does. And she did a tremendous job, and she got him on the program.
He's really hardworking, like
a scout. He is unbelievable, yeah. He is really, really good. And then over the years, that relationship has grown. He's been a great guy to talk to consistently.
Okay,
and yes, so we've seen him at Super Bowl.
I've heard him on the show, and then he came walking up one day last summer at training camp. You know, he got a press pass because he wanted to see the Packers work out. What's this Matt LaFleur guy doing? And I said hello, and I introduced myself and told him who I was and your show. Oh, yeah, you know. And then he couldn't be, you know, nicer. I mean, these guys are network and they're traveling around and they're busy. But then he's asking me questions. Well, what do you see? What do you think? And all that. And of course, I'm pumping him for information because he's been to 31 other, you know, training camps. Well, you know, what did the Vikings look like? What do the Bears look like? So Charles is a great guy. So these guys get on the elevator. It's game day. It's always a little tense in a stadium. And, Charles, how you doing? Mike Clemens from Milwaukee, Bill Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mike, how you doing? Like this. He introduces me to Kevin Burkhardt, who I think is a really sharp young play-by-play announcer, man. This is like another young Jim Nance or something like that. Handsome guy, kind of hip, you know. Kevin's got the hair and all that. They get on, and Kevin's like wearing a paisley tie and then some solid-colored shirt and pant. The guy from the Lions media looks down and says, hey, Kevin, what's with the shoes? You a Lions fan? And he was wearing like these kind of hip saddle shoes that happened to be like a light gray or blue. And he goes, oh, man. He goes, you know, he said, he looked at me, he says, do you know how hard it is for me when I dress that I can't put on purple if I'm in Minnesota?
Right, right.
Or I can't put on a green or gold shirt when I'm in. I said, you can't win, can you? You can't. No, he says, I can't. And in his announcer's voice, you know, I can't. Wherever I go, I can't. It's whatever I do. It's down to what I dress. Like, oh, I'm going to Detroit. Well, I better not wear gray, blue, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just, And we had a good laugh
about
it.
Well, if they come walking in green and gold saddle shoes, we know what they're doing, you know, because yeah. those aren't real fashionable right now.
So, you know, that's what happens. But, you know, we played a clip there of the game, Jimmy Graham with another one of these clutch plays on third down yesterday. Third and eight, comes over the middle, catches it, stops, roars in front of the Seahawks bench, moves the chains, keeps the ball away from Russell Wilson, who had, you know, had three back-to-back touchdowns. And then Jimmy Graham, Mr. I don't really talk to media. You know, I'm a private guy. I really don't talk to fans that much. You're never going to see him in many autograph signings or anything like that. He gets on the home field bench, stands up there, and roars to the Packer fans. Just did they? I think they showed that on TV, didn't they? He's standing there like a Rocky stance, like, come on, let's go, you know, getting him going. And it's like, all right. After 2 years, this guy's in. You know, it's his third catch, a big clutch play. So that's good stuff. And then he talked to us after the game. This is about the fifth time he's talked to us all year. This is the first time I think he's talked to us after a game. And I asked him about that play when Rodgers hits him in that clutch situation on third and eight over the middle.
Aaron reached out to me and, you know, told me he needed me. So, you know, I just made sure I was ready and, you know, made sure that I brought the juice and brought the energy. You know, our fans were amazing playing at home, and it's just a special win. It really is. And, you know, when, you know, when all the bright lights were on, you know, it's always fun. And you know, to hear the crowd go crazy. So, you know, people say we win ugly, but, you know, we're winning, and that's all that matters.
So let me ask you, Bill, was it a first down?
I thought it was. If you looked at where, put it this way.
In real time, it looked like it.
In real time, it looked like it. Put it this way. If you went back and said, show me conclusive evidence that it's not, you couldn't do it. If they would have called it, he was short of the first down, you would have had a hard time proving that it wasn't. But if you looked at where they did a freeze frame, and I think there was a couple of people that retweeted it, a freeze frame, where the actual yellow line on the field, put their compliments of Fox, was ahead of the yard marker.
The ball, yeah.
So he hit short of the yellow line.
The yard marker, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He hit short of the yard line, the yellow line, but he hit where the yard marker was. So the spot was fair, I thought. And then when they came in and measured, they said, here you go. Yeah, first down. It's clearly a first down. So I understand the angst of Seattle fan, but if you look at the reality of the picture and what it was, what it actually was on the field, on the physical field of play, it was a first down.
Well, there's also angst to the Seahawks head coach, Pete Carroll, who was on the sidelines there going nuts. And then we asked him about it in the Seahawks press conference after the game.
We're still terribly disappointed because we should still be playing. I mean, we're an inch a week ago, we're, you know, a couple weeks ago, and we're an inch on that one right there too, you know, one way or the other, and that's how close it is sometimes. And so we have to make those inches become yards on our side and do better in a lot of ways.
You know what? The fumble was a fumble. You know, should have been Packers ball. Fail Mary was a fail Mary. You know, it's about time at least one call that was at least a closer call that you
goes
really didn't
Green
have
Bay's
indisputable
way.
Facts goes in the Green Bay way.
This was the template for the 2019 Packers and how they win, right? You know, they jump out to that familiar 14-0 score, right? 14-3, and you hold Seattle just 3 points in the first half. They come roaring back. I don't quite understand what changed, but I talked to Kenny Clark, nose tackle, who, you know, was dealing with a back injury all week, you know, but soldiered through it through four quarters last night, and how they would just use two defensive linemen, Kenny and then Dean Lowry, and then later they'd switch in Tyler Lancaster, who was there playing, getting off that vicious flu bug that they've had in the locker room. And I asked Kenny about how they would rotate those guys in.
More personnel, just trying to get different matchups, whether it was coverage or whether it was towards the beginning of the game, we ran a lot of bear, and they play action to us. We got up on them, so, you know, we put two D tackles in, two edge rushers, and, you know, we knew they had to pass to get back into the game a little bit, so, you know, start, you know, rushing more, and, yeah, it's really just a personnel thing.
Kenny, you played them tough in the first half, then they scored three times in the second. Is that because they went more, you know, huddle or muddled huddle and picked up the tempo?
I just think, you know, Russell started getting out the pocket and, you know, making plays. I mean, it's a couple of times where, like, I know the first time they scored, we had him bottled up, and then he had, like, a 16-yarder scramble up the middle. And then he was just making plays, man. And, you know, he's been doing that all year. Yeah, we got to just keep being relentless and getting after him.
And defense, see, I mean, they're moving Za'Darius Smith to middle linebacker.
They're moving him all over, yeah. He was rushing from the outside. He was coming up the inside.
Coming right up the A gap like that and getting those sacks on Russell Wilson, or at least getting the pressures on him. But in the second half, they just kind of run that no huddle, and Russell's running all over the field. And after a while, Blake Martinez says, you get gassed.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, in that coverage, we needed to have better communication across the board to have help there. Because even in those extended plays, we have it covered to make sure that we have those locked down. He's once again making plays, scrambling, doing the things extra, and you got to play first play, second play, third play, fourth play sometimes.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up on this day after the Green Bay Packers put themselves in position to head to a Super Bowl. They're heading off to the NFC Championship game this coming weekend out at Santa Clara. Mike Clemens is going to be there. Radio Joe's going to be there. And we're going to talk more with Mike Clemens. Coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Down in five, Russell Wilson is sacked by Preston Smith.
Yeah, I got to him. It got him down. You know, it was a big play for our defense in that moment in the game. Sure. It helped us get off the field, get the ball back to our offense for them to move the ball down the field and get us in a winning situation.
Man, and that is on the sideline. He kept saying, man, I need to make a play. I need to make a play. And it came down to the last play, man, and that was a big play for the team.
Big play for the team. Packers get a win. They now advance. They're going to be heading off to Santa Clara, California. Taking on the San Francisco 49ers, it is NFC Championship Week here on the Bill Michaels Show. We are broadcasting live from the Team Hochberg Studios. Check out my guy, David. His team, 56David.com. That's 56David.com if you're getting ready to buy or refi. Also, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Milwaukee Admirals, who, by the way, continue to win. That team's just got it going on this year. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com, MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for all the concert information, all the promos, everything that's happening regarding that team, the professional hockey team in the state of Wisconsin. That is the Milwaukee Admirals. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Joining us here in studio, final segment of the Bill Michaels Show, Mike Clemens is here as well.
Yeah, Preston, who had been hurt, gets back on the field and gets that one of those clinching plays like that with the sack on Russell Wilson. Russell finishes the night 21. Out of 31 attempts, quarterback rating of 106.5, the one touchdown. And as we were saying last week, in kind of preparing on the Seattle Seahawks, this team has changed from we covered them at that Super Bowl 4 or 5 years ago now. You know, back then, the team was Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas or Marshawn Lynch. And you'd see Russell Wilson from Wisconsin and this, you know, great mobile quarterback over at a table and hardly any media talking to him.
Right.
It was all about the Legion and boom. It's become more Russell's team, but he's optimistic about what they were able to put on the field this year despite all those injuries.
Just to be in my eighth year and to realize that the journey's just beginning for the Seattle Seahawks, and to be the quarterback of this football team, the leader of this football team with guys like Bobby Wagner, you know, one of the best linebackers to ever play the game. I really believe we're just beginning, and it starts with the young guys. It starts with guys like DK Metcalf and what he was able to do this year. The acquisitions of guys like Clowney and Diggs, I mean, those guys were special for us, that's for sure.
So after the game, and Joe knows this, you know, I go to Packers locker room to do a network thing. I go back up to the visitors locker room. I go back down to Packers locker room. And then I come back to the visitors. I keep going to these places till they kick me out, till security says, Mr. Clemens, you have to leave now, right?
Yes.
And even though I thought, and Russell came out pretty late because he had to do a bunch of network stuff, and I thought, well, there's one more guy left here. And I'm asking around, so who are you guys waiting for? They said, we're hearing Marshawn might talk. And after about a 10-minute wait, waiting around, you know, Josina was there. But
yeah.
He comes to his locker room and he goes, I'll talk to you, but I'm going to do it at the podium. Well, okay. Is this a fake, you know?
Right.
So we all go running into the visitor's auditorium, and Marshawn comes up to the podium. Now, Joe, don't get nervous here. I bleep this out. I think I got them all. But Marshawn Lynch comes up to the podium, and here's what he has to say.
Four touchdowns in 3 games.
They're pretty solid.
What's going on
right now? We lost.
Come back next year?
I mean, we'll see what's happening. But look, I'll say like this, though, right? it's a vulnerable time for a lot of these young dudes, you feel me? They don't be taking care of their chicken right, you feel me? So if they was me, or if I had an opportunity to let these little young sahabs know something, I say take care of y'all money, African, because that shit don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what the fuck you want to. So I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies, you know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken, you feel me? Don't take care of y'all mentals, because look, we ain't lasting that long. You know, I had a couple of players that I played with that, you know what I mean? They no longer here no more, they no longer. So, I mean, you feel me? Start taking care of y'all mentals, y'all bodies, and y'all chicken for when y'all, you know, ready to walk away. You walk away and you be able to do what you want to do. But I appreciate it. Thank y'all. I have a good day.
So you're out there talking to the kids at the boys' club, you know?
You can take
care
the
of
the man out of Compton, but you can't take Compton
take
out of the man.
Take care of your chicken.
Take care
you
of that chicken.
Me? You feel me? You feel me?
I feel you, Mike. That's how you and I greet each other in the hall now. Feel me? Got your chicken? Here's my chicken. How we looking? Time for us to go. Take care of your chicken. We'll see ya.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.